Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yep. We've got one person being arrested here. I got you. Hold on.
This is obviously CNN audio from last night.
We're speaking with State Patrol right now. Give us a second, guys.
Reporter is on TV. There's cops around.
You can move back to where you'd like. You can move back to where you'd like here.
You can tell the reporter is
live on the air at the moment.
Trying to be as cooperative with
this
police.
This is the four of us. We are one team. Put us back where you want us. We are getting out of your way. So.
Live on TV, and the cops are coming up to him, and they're saying, hey, we don't want you here. I don't know how they got there to begin with, but they were there reporting on the looting, the firings, bullets and rubber bullets being fired in Minneapolis in protest after the George Floyd death, and that continued again last night. As CNN was reporting on it, literally the reporter got arrested. You've got to believe the governor, the police chief, the mayor, anybody that's a decider in Minnesota is watching that. And they're going, no, this is only going to make it worse. Don't arrest CNN live on TV. But they did.
For people to clear the area. And so we walked away. I'm sorry?
You're under arrest.
Okay. Do you mind telling me why I'm under arrest, sir? Why am I under arrest, sir?
Officer, he's on the air right now.
And cops are not having anybody's anything.
You are arresting him live on CNN. We told you before that we are with CNN.
And then another car pulls up, and it's you don't get the feeling that things are under control there. Chad Hartman hosts the midday show on WCCO in Minneapolis. Chad, what is going on?
You do realize the reporter, by the way, attended Northwestern.
You know, my colleague here, Dave Ennett, does sports for us. He's Big Cat Dave Ennett. He's a Northwestern guy and does all the Northwestern football and basketball games.
Yep.
You know that guy, Dave?
Yeah, sure do. Omar Jimenez, he graduated from the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern, played on the basketball team. He was a walk-on, didn't play a whole lot. Haven't seen him in a while, but last time I saw him, he was working television in Baltimore and came to the game at Maryland when Northwestern was out there. Bright guy, really smart guy. He's young. I don't think he's maybe 30, if that.
No,
well, if you got 100
he's even
bucks.
Younger than that, Dave.
So
I am good friends with Sanjay Lumpkin.
Oh,
who was
okay,
on,
sure.
You know, the great Northwestern team. And that's when I found out he was Sanjay's good friend and teammate. I mean, John, the level of incompetence tied to the last, well, I guess we can say back to Monday night, but because that's still the most important thing. We can't lose sight in the looting that a man died in front of our eyes. But last night was inexplicable. And, you know, I interview the mayor often. Professionally, I know him well. I just had him on the other day, one of the only interviews he did one day for about 17 minutes. But his absence last night was inexcusable. Governor Walz was absent last night. Inexcusable. Jacob's coming out at 1:30. This should have been the fifth time he came out. Tim Walz is going to talk today at 10. I'm not saying, John, they would have stopped everything, but you know this well. I'm sure Dave does, too. You have to be visible. You have to be out front. And they were nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be seen.
I know this will sound stupid because I appreciate what you just said, the gravity of this man's death. This is what this is all about. But the officers have been fired. Charges are going to be filed against them. So is it the momentum of the thing right now, Chad? Is that why people are still out on the streets?
I think it is. You know, I think you also have a press conference yesterday with Mike Freeman, Hennepin County attorney, who you know well, you interviewed him many times, the U.S. attorney for the area, which was 2 hours late, and there was a lot of belief that they were going to announce charges and arrest was imminent, and then they came out and said something just changed. We don't know what to do. You know, we're not there yet. You have to believe us. There's information we just have discovered. So that led to it. And it's very clear, John, you also have individuals across the country who are coming here. I have a number of good friends who are close to police officers. I know a number of police officers. John, they are fearful that thousands are heading to the Twin Cities area this weekend and that this is going to continue. And another part, John, that was questioned last night is the National Guard was called out. Initially, the mayor, Jacob Frey, asked Governor Walz to call them out. The decision was made. They also were nowhere to be seen. You know, where were the authorities last night when a police precinct in the heart of town burned and Mayor Frey said, let it burn. It's just bricks and mortars. Well, it's obviously more than that. It is a remarkable symbolic statement to let that precinct burn and let these looters who are not honoring George Floyd win that victory and feel emboldened. So they think, what else can we do next?
Yeah, right. So you've got people coming for whatever reason, for whatever agenda, but maybe not even Minnesotans. And maybe it's Black Lives Matter, or maybe it's police brutality around the country, but you guys will be the
folk.
You're going to be the Laquan McDonalds now for the United States for a while. Did they set a police precinct station on fire?
Burned it down. And the mayor said it wasn't worth the safety of the individuals. And nobody's going to deny that bricks and mortars, but John, that's right there.
Boy, that looks bad. I'm sorry.
It looks horrible.
You guys call us when things get out of hand in Chicago. But wow, Chad, this is remarkable. Do you think this can be a short answer, Chad? But the president tweeted about the National Guard's involvement, about shutting down the looting. He tweeted, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you. Did that resonate in any way? Did anybody pay any attention to that?
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously Twitter did, too, because they called them out on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's typical trash verbiage. You know, I don't fault any president for being very aware of what's going on. But again, you're looking for leadership from the president. You're looking for how can I help?
Or from the mayor, or from your governor. I mean,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me, I've been calling them out. They will be in the ire of my comments throughout the 3 hours I'm on today. But it's just vintage Donald Trump when he gets involved and what he does and how he's leaning to his base and trying to look strong and using language that you or Dave, or no one who works at WGN, whatever, consider using.
So then what's happening today? Is our areas cordoned off? Are the National Guard out there? What does it look like?
They're now out there. Late last night into the morning, the National Guard appeared, and I can assure you there are millions in the state are saying, where in the hell were you last night? That's why they had this unnecessary confrontation with Omar. They are expected to be very visible. The governor is going to speak to the state here at 10 o'clock. Are we looking at curfews? What's going to happen? What is going to happen next? Because the protests are going to continue, John. What are they willing to do to stop the protests? Because
do you have a recommendation, Chad? I mean, I get that. What are you going to do? So they're going to burn the fire station down, the police station down, and you could fight them, but maybe now you're going to lose people and a building. So I sort of understand the logic of that, although it's hard to believe that they would be able to gain access to a police station and that literally set it ablaze. But is there sort of a consensus of what the city should do to tamp this thing down?
I think there's going to be a consensus that another night like this cannot happen. I'll give you an example. Jeremiah Ellison, city council member, who's the son of the attorney general, he was on with me yesterday. We had a spirited dialogue. He was blaming the police. He was saying if the police would get out of the area, that the looters would back away. I found that inexplicable. I mean, John, if you owned a place in that area,
that's your business, yeah. Or your house.
Coffee shop, whatever. And you want to hear, okay, let's try a social experiment here, and let's let the police leave, because what would have happened in that building? It would have been burned down. It would have been looted. John, in the middle of the day yesterday, at a Target, which you know, which is right in the heart of this, people were parking and just walking in like they were going to shop, but they were walking in, taking stuff out, and there wasn't a police officer to be seen in the middle of the day. Not a single one.
This is life in Minneapolis, a little bit maybe in St. Paul, and maybe around the country. Folks are paying attention to the Twin Cities today. Chad Hartman does the midday show on WCCO up there. All right, Chad, needless to say, stay safe, and maybe we'll talk again next week, huh?
No problem, no. Reach out anytime, John.
My best to your dad, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
He's still doing sports once in a while up there, right?
He is. You know, my father turned 100 on March 15th, and he, just because of his age, he's staying home so much, and
sure.
I mean, he's been a person who's wanted to work every single day, and now, because of COVID, he's home, and he's watching his city burn like everybody else. It's
just, that's sad.
2020, John, you're overrated. Let's move on from this year.
How about it? I'll talk to you later, Chad.
See you, man.